The Water and Youth Safety Day event is held twice each year for second graders in the Escambia County School District as part of their required physical education curriculum. Getting a turn this spring are about 450 students from Inslee, Lipscomb, Ferry Pass, and Scenic Heights.
How you guys doing? Good to see you. I told you I'd be here, didn't I? Water Safety Day!
Woo! That's Jack Lynch, president of Water and Youth Safety Pensacola, one of the organizers of the event. Enthusiastically, he greets the kids from Scenic Heights as they file in one by one with high fives all around.
Water Safety Day is actually a little program that started with Pensacola Association of Realtors back in 2008. And we had PAR members go into second grade classrooms because that's where the kids learned about water safety. We did a lesson on water safety and then gave them some vouchers for free swim lessons. In 2012, we discovered this thing called International Water Safety Day. We said, wow, we need to get involved with that. So we added another element, and that's the Water Safety Day event.
Lynch says the field trip to a local pool still comes after their classroom lesson on water safety, which typically is held a day earlier. It's a fun presentation that he does with co-organizer Harry Walker and a large floaty called Howard the Duck.
We start off with, where do you find water? Can you drown in a bathtub? And yes, you can. We tell them about the flags down at the beach and talk about what they mean, how important it is to swim where a lifeguard is. We do things like, what do you do the first time you go somewhere and you're going to get in the water and you don't know how deep it is? It's feet first, first time.
At the Water Safety Day event, there are three stations for the students. At one stop, a lifeguard from the Santa Rosa Island Authority provides beach safety instruction. The kids then watch a Disney video about water safety featuring characters from The Lion King. At another station, the youngsters get a chance to get into the Aquatic Center's large pool with volunteers from local swim teams to get a feel for the water and go through some basics.
Taking the second graders are doing a quick evaluation. Will they put their face in the water? Can they blow bubbles? Can they kick on the side? Eventually, you know, with some of them who aren't as afraid as others, for some it might just be getting their face wet, and that's their major accomplishment. For others, they might learn how to float.
According to Lynch, another important lesson for the kids is what to do when they encounter another little person in the water that's in trouble.
Their tendency is to jump in after and save them, and that is absolutely the wrong thing to do. So we teach them throw, don't go. And throw, don't go means just go find something to throw in the water that you can pull your friend out. But under no circumstances do you go in and try and help.
And that's because?
Then you have two little people in trouble. And that can happen with big people too. All of us need to know throw, don't go.
Throw, don't go is the final station for the kids, and it's where we find Cassandra Waller, physical education specialist with the Escambia County School District.
You're going to get a chance to be the one who needs to be rescued. So when you're in the water, help, help, so that they know. And then on top, you're also going to get a chance to be the rescuer. Now when you're the rescuer, I'm going to demonstrate. Are you watching? Here we go.
For the rescue, Waller tells the kids that lifesavers, pool noodles, ropes, and common household items such as brooms can all be used to pull someone to safety. After the adult demonstration, the kids take a turn and get a quick refresher at the end.
But some of these kids, when they come here, their fingers are like gripped into the edge of the pool. And by the time they leave, you see them like 3-4 feet off from the edge. And so the whole point of this is to give them that opportunity to get into the pool, get around water, and take that fear away. When we take the fear away, we help save lives. So we're trying to be proactive rather than reactive.
Penny Corey came to watch her 8-year-old grandson, Caleb Massey, take part in the event, along with his Scenic Heights schoolmates.
I think it's great because they all need to know water safety because Caleb swims and we swim at the Y. So this is very important for them to learn the water safety, to know what to do and what not to do around the water.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, drowning is the second leading cause of unintentional death among children under 14. It's a number that Jack Lynch, president of Water and Youth Safety Pensacola, would like to change.
You know what? If we can save one life, it's well worth it.
Of course, water safety training is important no matter where you live, but Lynch says it's especially true here.
There are 11,000 homes in Escambia County with a pool and or a hot tub, another 24,000 that are on water. You can't get away from water if you live in Pensacola, Florida. So it's important for the kids to know how to be safe around water.
Although the water safety event is not designed to teach the second graders how to swim, Lynch says he hopes it will be an incentive for many of them to one day take the plunge and learn. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.